Hello, Marjorie. Can you tell me your full name?
My full name is Marga Isabella Reed.
Right.
And it's my maiden name. My name is now Marshall.
Marshall now. Okay, so you, how long have you lived in Kirkham?
89 years passed in April the 22nd.
So you were born here?
Yes.
Right. And where were you born? Where in the village were you born?
Down next to what they would call Mary Shinnon's shop.
Uh-huh.
Which is just as you come up Church Road, the second house on the right. And it was my granny and grandpa's house. We lived in one half and my granny and grandpa lived in the other.
Right. Oh, very good. And does it have a name?
No.
No.
Just a number, but I don't. A different number now, probably.
Uh-huh. So you were born 89 years ago in Kirkham. You'll have seen a lot of changes the years. So we'll maybe talk about them in a wee while. But so for you, can you tell me a wee bit about your family, your brothers and sisters?
Yes. There were six in our family. And we were like two families. There was my oldest brother, Adam, and then I could cry. And then Jack, and then Marjorie, as I'm known as Marjorie.
Uh-huh.
And my dad, then there was my younger sister, Mary. Mm-hmm. She was born in 1939. I was 35, Mary 39. And Nancy was 42. And Lynn, that's the youngest, he was 44, mm-hmm. born in.
Right. So you all lived in that house with your mum and dad?
We did, till I was 15.
Right, uh-huh.
And then moved up to Bayview.
Right. And what about the war years? Was the family all still there during the war years?
Well, my sister would be born in 42 during the war. Nancy and Lynn. Yes, before that there would be four of us.
Uh-huh.
And my grandpa was in the ARP during the war.
Right.
And that was the air raid patrol, which they went out at night if there was aeroplanes going over to see everybody had their blackouts proper then.
Right, okay. So he was the ARP, one of the ARPs for Kirkham.
For Kirkham. I remember he had a uniform and a tin helmet.
Uh-huh.
And he went out at nights when he would be on duty then.
Right.
And my father, he was a blacksmith, and he belonged to Mauchline.
Mm-hmm.
But he came here in 1929-30 and went to work in the smiddy, which is up just across from the Bowling Green.
Oh,
it was
right.
McClure's smiddy then.
Uh-huh.
And then he would meet my mother, and they got married, and we all appeared then.
Dribs and drabs.
Aye.
Yes, lovely. Oh, that's good.
And we had a connection with Mauchline because we went there on holidays. In fact, Margaret and I went there not many years ago, didn't we, to the old house?
Oh, I did.
And it was 18 Glebe Terrace in Mauchline, and then it's now 18 Mansfield Road, but it doesn't belong to the Reeds now.
Right. And where is that? Where's Mauchline?
Ayrshire. Near Kilmarnock.
Aye, so
that
how did
way.
You get there?
Like my, well, I can't remember, but we would have to go on the bus.
It was a bus trip
that Margaret and I went in.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, very good. That would be good. Good fun.
And I knew where to go, didn't I? And it had been years we had been there.
Oh, lovely.
But I knew where to go to the house, which we went and on holiday to.
So that's great. That's your early childhood living in Kirkham.
I have photographs of me with my brothers,
uh-huh.
which you maybe want to see later, do you?
Tell me about the photographs.
Well, that's the one of Addie, and that's me in the middle, and Jack.
Uh-huh.
And that would be took, I would say, I was born 35, either 37 or 38,
uh-huh.
I would say.
So that was just before the war, and you're having a lovely swim in the sea.
Yes.
About just at
where the slip is as you come in, we always went along there. That was where we always. My daddy took us every Sunday afternoon, whether went a walk or wherever.
Uh-huh.
After the Sunday school, because you got dressed and went to the Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
And that, I presume, was after the Sunday school. That's me with my brothers. And see, I can't see it very well now. I don't know, Ann Campbell was in one of these. I should have had them in better order. And that's me and my sister Mary and my brother Jack. And that was an airman who built it with my granny.
Right.
When they were building the the camp. While they were building it, before it would be built, there was airmen that built it with different people in the village then.
And what nationality were the airmen? Were they British?
He was British. I think his name's on the back, Dave, but I don't know his second name. But their wives used to come and visit my granny.
Did they? So
in fact, I had a lady came, her father had been billeted here. I think you spoke to her, Margaret, in the shop, and she came up and saw me about maybe 15 or 16 years ago.
Right, so
Margaret had met her in the shop, and
she was up here having
on holiday.
On her holiday after her husband had been billeted here.
Her dad.
Her dad had, of course, her dad had been billeted. So these were did you say they were Air Force or?
They were mainly Air Force that was here. That's behind the house. That's me as a baby. And my two brothers and my mother.
And your mum. Lovely.
And that's Granny and Grandpa behind the house.
And that's the house.
That's the house that I was born in.
Lovely. So there'll be so that house is still here.
Yes.
It's still.
It's next door. That's similar to that one. That was where my granny had an outside washing boiler that she lit up every Monday, and the washing was done there.
Right. So that was a wee bit out the back, built out the back.
Out the back.
And that was the washing, kind that of like
was,
a wash house.
Aye.
And
that
so
was
the
my
whole
brother a few years ago.
The whole family's washing got done in that wee bit.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
And it was odd in outside.
No washing machines in those
no.
days.
Aye, these are kind of mixed up.
Not to worry. We'll move on.
Look through them later, will we?
Well, if there's any houses or any school things. I was going to ask you about school next, but.
Right.
So you went to Kirkham Primary?
Went to Kirkham Primary.
And is that still where it is now, or?
No, it's...
No, oh, that's a new
building. On the left, and where the car park is, as you come up on the left-hand side. And there was a secondary across from it, came later on, because it was the Land Army Hospital during the war.
Right.
And then it became a secondary school.
Right. And the primary school... how many children roughly were at the primary school?
Aye, there were quite a lot. So there was
a big lot. So do you think there were a lot more people here then?
I could tell you the names of near the man in my class.
Really?
Because there was Isabel Mamakin and John Marshall, and then me would be in April, and then Sheena Maharam was me. And then Betty Henderson, June, and May Meldrum, she was in July.
So, you've got a great memory. So you can remember the ones in your class?
Yes, more or less, aye. And Andrew Thompson, he was the youngest, Andrew.
My goodness, that's amazing. And so we all went to school in that car park, which is down the hill here.
That was just one class.
So can you remember how many there were in the whole school? So you've mentioned maybe about 10 or something.
I would say there could be more in 20 or 30 in each...
In each year group?
Each, that would be... There'd be more classes in, maybe like one or two, primaries, one, two.
Right.
And then there was another room which would be... It was Miss Armitage, she was the teacher there. And then there was Miss Little John's room. Because that was where you sat your control then when you went into Mr. Little John's room.
The upper class.
Aye. And in the first year, in the first class, and he would do two other classes, Mr. Little John.
Right. when you went to school, did you stay there all day? Did you have your lunch in school or did you go home?
No, we went home. Yeah. And I only had to cross the road. Mm. And there wasn't a gate there then. We had to jump the dike and down to my granny's. Uh-huh. We went home for meals.
Uh-huh. And so what did you think of your school days? What was your...
Oh, they were happy. Memories. They were happier a lot than when I went into high school. I felt out of place. We're going to a smaller school. Uh-huh. Oh, aye, we had happy times. Mm-hmm. Each time we had things to do, you played marbles one time of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Margaret's remember that, do you, Margaret? And then they were skipping it one time, and then it was playing with a ball. Mm-hmm. And then we had a burly. Uh-huh. What they called a burly, it was a round hoop. And you had a clique. And Margaret and I was on holiday at Gateshead at something. And we came and won there. And I was going round there. I think you took photos of me going round with this burly. Uh-huh. About 15 years ago.
Very good. I was looking at that photo yesterday.
Aye. And my dad made them mostly for us and for different things, because he was a blacksmith. Uh-huh. Then, so he made these kind of things.
Metal.
Aye, they were metal. Yeah. And you had a clique that you cliqued it on, and you're on with it.
Uh-huh. Very good. We don't have them anymore. They've got plastic globes now, haven't they? So that was that. And then in school, was it nice and warm? Was there a fire in the school?
Well, there was a fire, and it was fired for the coke house, which the older boys went and filled the cans and brought them in.
Did they?
Uh-huh. And I think in each room there would be a fire or type that would be...
Nice.
The boys used to like a smoke in the coke house. I've been caught many a time with the smoke coming out of the coke house when they were doing filling the cans.
So you didn't have a janitor in the school then?
No.
No.
There would be a cleaner, probably, but no a janitor. I would think there'd be a cleaner.
Yeah. So you had happy days at Kirkham Primary?
Oh, aye. Mm-hmm. Really did.
Uh-huh. And then... And that was it all day? Was it mornings and afternoons?
It was all day. And during the war, we had to take our gas masks with us, and they were like just a cardboard box with a string on it. And we took them. We had to sit so long with them on.
Did you?
To maybe be, to be, get used to them, I would think.
Right, just so that you weren't frightened, mm-hmm, to put them on, just to get used to it.
We had boys that came from Glasgow and came to the school, they were evacuees. They came during the war.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And can I mind there was one called Joey McDermott, but don't ask me why that eye sticks me. And I think there was Wally McFadden and Donald McFadden, which Margaret will care about. They lodged with Mrs. McCallum.
Did any lodge with you?
No, oh, my granny just kept the... She wouldn't have room with us.
Room with all of you.
But they came in during the war and lodged. And the school teachers, they stayed with Teenie Hamilton. She lived up at the top of the three houses for the bottom, up at the top, across from your granny's, your grandpa's shop. Mm-hmm. She kept the school teachers.
Right, and so did they come down with the children?
No, they came to teach us before then. There was one came for the Highlands, and then Mr. Littlejohn came before he was married. He stayed with her. He came for Aberdeen.
Right.
That was our headmaster.
Yes. So the teachers weren't from the village then?
No.
No,
I don't think any of them were for the village then. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they stayed there.
Mm-hmm. So that was your primary school, and then you went to the academy,
mm-hmm,
and you didn't like that so much.
No, I'm afraid I didn't. There was only one girl who went with me, and that was Irene Elliott,
uh-huh,
and we felt a wee bit. Although I made good friends, mm-hmm, in the, well,
once
we called it that, once I got there, I did make friends.
So when you left school, what did you do? Did you work in anywhere in Kirkham?
No, I went to work in Moody's, which was in Hanover Street.
Oh,
now.
Yes, aye.
The, it was a printer's, they had a printing business up Sun Street then.
Right.
I'm not sure where it was, but my dad, he worked, he, after the war, my dad worked up in a blacksmith's at the top before Masonic Hall in Sun Street.
Sun Street, So you had your working days in Stranraer after you left school, and then when did you come back to the village?
I'd never was left the village.
You always stayed here?
Except for the being at school, going into school. We used to go in the bus to the school, a double decker. And if there were seaplanes being moved along for Wigby, we had to wait till they were moved into the slip before we could go.
Right.
So we're quite happy when we saw them, because it kept us late for school.
So these seaplanes, there's a picture somewhere in the museum of the seaplanes with a bus underneath the wing.
Aye.
So that was
I saw that one.
So it was kind of like that for you. You had to...
wait until... And then we had to get through the wing. It was mere when they got down to the actual slip where they took them in, where the road was a bit wider then, that we could get by then. There was parts of the road that you couldn't get by.
So what was it like down there during the war? There was a lot of works going on as well as the... There was military things going on, but there was a factory.
We didn't get down to the other scene. It was mere, you were in the village all the time. It was more the camp that we got to know in the woods and down the Fisher's Road. We didn't really go away down to, except as the war went on and they were breaking up the plains, we could go down then because there were sentries at different parts. You weren't allowed to go along different parts. Margaret's grandpa, he, that's a wee hot wee house still along at the scar where he was a lookout, was he, Margaret?
He was in the observer corps.
Observer corps.
Right, So, and did he have to stay in there to work?
No, no it, they
it
went, there,
just
to
went
work.
There to work.
I think it was usually night time he went. It would be because he'd be in the shop.
And is that building still there?
Yes.
Yes, at the scar.
At the scar. I think I've seen it when I've gone.
Aye, it's still there. So we weren't really allowed so much across around bits that we weren't allowed into.
No, so that there was just as you come into the village then, there was that flat bit of concrete which is still there, that would be for military vehicles and planes. And then there was the observatory point, and then the houses would start as you came into the village.
And the very first one on the left-hand side was where Margaret was born.
Is that right?
And she's...
Yes, first house as you come in.
When were they built, Margaret?
I don't know.
Would that
well,
be...
when my brother was born in 1944, Jenny McDowell stayed in them then, but they had been built a few years before that.
Right.
Well, I was born in 1940, Marjorie. I was born in the first house.
You were born in that house?
And
the other houses along there, were they like the original houses of Inkercum?
The first one would be Rose Cottage.
Rose Cottage.
And who lived there when you were there? Don't know.
Nan Shannon.
Aye, Nan Shannon stayed in Rose Cottage and...
Nurse Barr.
Nurse Barr came to stay with her in Rose Cottage.
Right. So she would be the district nurse for the area?
Yes.
That would be the first one we would have.
So tell me about some of the other houses that you can remember, because there's all these houses up the main street, you know. They would all be there when you were born, you know, before you were born.
The one next to that, I don't know who was in it. The only body I can remember being in it was one of the Campbells, but there must have been somebody in it years before that.
I can't remember before the Campbells.
So what about the some of the other...
Next to that, Margaret, what did you call them? Leslie Fullerton.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm not sure who was next. But next to that was a McNeely, I think you called them. Next to that would be the hotel, which is the hotel now.
Now, was it always a hotel?
No, it used to be it was a pub, but what was in it?
Mr. and Mrs. Tom.
Aye, but before that,
I can't remember
either, because they kept, I can remember they kept cows, and you could go through the archway, and they had a byer in behind the hotel, or would it be a pub just then?
Oh, right, uh-huh.
Because above it was the village hall, the what they called Brown's Hall then.
Mm-hmm.
Above, that was further down than that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be Garrett's Corner, which there.
So this is a picture of, this picture's from a postcard of Kirkham, I think, isn't it?
The first unit's there, Margaret's Garrett's. And the next one's Miss McNeely, which my granny bought the house that we were in from them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Then there was McIntyre.
Uncle Jimmy McIntyre.
And then was Bailey the next.
Aye.
And next was McKenzie's and Joe Fulton. But I don't know the woman in the next one, next to Henderson's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, was she a teacher?
Aye.
Right. So tell me about the shops and businesses in Kirkham at the time. Were there a lot of different...
There was three shops.
Three, uh-huh.
One
but
was there.
During that photograph, there would only be two, I would think.
Uh-huh. Thompson's shop used to be.
Mm-hmm. Aye. It's just a wee house.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
But that was Thompson's shop.
Was that a wee grocer
shop?
That
was during the war it started off.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. And was it just a wee general store?
It was a bigger building than that then. Mm-hmm. It was a general store.
Mm-hmm. So you could... Uh-huh. But you didn't have anything like a butcher's or...
No. We had butcher's vans came.
You had the vans that came round. Uh-huh.
And we had a cooperative van came. That was a grocery van also. And we had, then next to my granny's was Mary Shinnan's. It was just a mere shop for like sweeties and different kind of things.
Because it was always a wee sweetie
shop. And then
shop
up the top
village.
Was Margaret's grandpa's shop, which was a sweetie shop also.
Right, So two sweetie shops in Kirkham.
Aye, there was. Well, it sold cigarettes and everything in general.
It was
a grocer's shop. A grocer's shop also. They would sell different things.
Uh-huh.
And
but you had the ones that came around, it was a butcher's. Mm-hmm. Butcher's, did you see?
Bale the butcher
and
used
was,
to
what
come.
About fruit and veg and things like that? Did you have somebody coming round selling that?
You got that in Thompson's and your grandpa's. There would be vegetables then, but a lot of people grew their own. Our garden was well with potatoes and different things.
Yes.
It was a big garden.
And especially during the war years and after the war years, it would be people just growing their own because of some...
Well, we used to... They would kill rabbits. My grandpa was a great boy for setting traps for rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
And then he oysters we got on the shore and fish. They used to have a thing that he stabbed the wee flounders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you have flounders out?
Off the scar.
Off
and the oysters used to come in.
Mm-hmm.
If the tide was, they used to come in, the oysters in there.
Mm-hmm.
And hares, he used to make hare soup. Mm-hmm. It loved it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever had hare soup, did you? And my granny's neighbour, Mrs. Peter McDowell, if she made it, she used to put a big pot on the dike between us, and that was for us. And then my granny made it, she
and
made it then.
Yes.
And they got their share. And Peter McDowell next to us, he had cows also, he kept them in a field, and he had a wee byer just... It's actually... In the field, the back of my house, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
He used to take them there and milk them.
Mm-hmm. So you got your milk from them, did you?
To begin with, we would get our milk, as far as I'm led to believe, I don't remember, from Mayhar. Uh-huh. And they brought a course and cart down, seemingly, right. And you got your milk for there.
Uh-huh. So you just, would it come in a big milk churn thing and then you would
Aye, and you took your can out uh-huh. and got it filled. As uh-huh. far as my granny and I used to tell me, but I would be younger then, uh-huh. yes. but to remember.
Yeah. So there's quite, I mean, it's quite a long village, so then, and there's, the houses are, you know, before you were born, these mm-hmm. houses would be there, so there was, it's been quite a big village, really, uh-huh. with a...
Next to you would be Jane McDowell,
the
Margaret.
Blocks, as you come into the village, mm-hmm. I see I was born in the first one, mm-hmm. and I'm at the other end of now.
Are you?
Uh-huh. That was called Stewarton Terrace.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Stewarton Terrace.
And then before it was Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Renamed and numbered the houses, evens and odds.
Because Kirkcombe used to be called Stewarton.
When I was married, it was Stewarton Terrace then. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Would be.
Uh-huh. One Stewarton Terrace, and I was born in six Stewarton Terrace.
And next to you was Jane McDowell, and then Jenny McDowell, and then was it the Creddys?
No, it was my granny and granda, and years ago it was Rachel. Before Aye. Jane, and then it was Jenny's, and then our father.
McCallum's.
No, Jenny McDowell. Aye. And then the McCallum's.
Aye.
And then the McCready's, and then Mrs. Bark.
And then that was Rose Cottage.
That was the mm-hmm. first six that houses.
Was, mm-hmm. Oh, right. Uh-huh. So, anyway, it's grown a lot since then, hasn't it? There's been so many more houses built mm-hmm. since then. And, of course, the school, that was knocked down. Was your school knocked down then?
No. My youngest son went to that school.
But it's not there now, the old school?
The one that's not there now. No, my oldest son, we started school there.
He started there. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. What age? When the new school?
Robert was at the old school, but he was started at the new one before he went to Stranraer.
Uh-huh. So he was in between to build, you know, the old school and the new school. Mm-hmm.
And Robert was born in 1960.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ronnie's 66, so he would be 58. Mm-hmm. 1958 he would go, would he? Or when he born, 58.
I think they built a lot of schools, new schools in the villages in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what else is there? There's the church in the village. Did you go to the church up the hill? Or yes. No, it's just across there, isn't it?
Aye, mm-hmm. We were christened there. We were all christened in that church. Margaret still goes to the church, mm-hmm. but I can't hear the same now. Mm-hmm. Although I still keep in touch with the church and different things.
And so the memorial, is the memorial at the church for the war? The war? People
I've always remembered it being there because some of the photographs are taken at the memorial, but you can't see it the same.
Mm-hmm.
That was at where the memorial is now, only it would be to that side.
Uh-huh. Yes.
There's the memorial now.
So did you know any of the people that were lost their lives in the war, that's names are on the memorial? Would you know any of them?
No, I didn't really. The only one that I can remember was next door to us, John McDowell, but he was mm-hmm. he came home ill for the war, and then he didn't die during the war.
No.
So I meant to look, funny, I was thinking about it, to see if his name was mm-hmm. on it. But mm-hmm. there's Wallaces on it, which were village people mm-hmm. on that memorial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
But my grandpa, he was in the First World War, and my daddy, he was called up for the Second World War. He was in the engineers.
Right.
With him being a blacksmith mm-hmm. I presume. And he went over on D-Day plus, not D-Day, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in France and Belgium, but never was in Germany. because he was brought back home because my mother had been ill after having my younger brother, and he came to Innermason.
Mm-hmm.
And he might be here to Innermason every morning and came back at night.
Mm-hmm. So he was actually stationed in Innermason working?
Yes, aye. There was some lady in the town that seen to things like that, and they got him and people that thought were needing to be brought back because mm-hmm. the war was more or less over then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with my mummy being, had my brother in February, in October, and she was bedridden,
mm-hmm.
he had to be brought
yes.
back.
Uh-huh. Well,
because Janie McDowell seen to us and Evelyn Campbell, but, and my brother was called Lynn Campbell Reed after her.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
So that's the way folk helped each other.
Uh-huh.
But we did, I don't know if you did, for I was a wee bit older than you, we did run through the woods, although the,
the
prisoners of war were there. And
the bum
I kent where the cook house was.
Uh-huh.
And I could take you to it.
Uh-huh. Where was that then?
It was, you went up at your grandpa's shop and down and across the big burn and then up and across the wee back burn, and it was up on, it was in the hill there.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's out of the village towards the sea?
Out of the village. But as you're coming into the village, there's a, where the Columbus Well was, there was a sentry post down there. But we could get in at bits further up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a sentry post up where the Bowling Green is also.
Mm-hmm.
But it was mainly RAF it was here. And I think they just were training here more than
uh-huh.
anything that was to do would be at down where the sea boats are and also up at North Cairn.
The cookhouse, when you said that you knew how to get to the cookhouse, what did you do when you got there?
Yeah.
What did you do when you got there to the cookhouse?
Well, we used to mooch whatever we could.
Did you?
But they had whiter bread than us, I could always remember. Because our bread was grey during the war. It was a bad, bad colour. And then along what would be the back burn, there was a sawmill. Sawmill there.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be, it was being used, because I remember there was a great big wheel at it.
Uh-huh. And would that be, they would be making things for the war effort,
That would be the McDowell's work there. They supplied wood to people.
Right.
Uh-huh. Cut wood mm-hmm. and supply it to people mm-hmm. there. That would be after the war, I think, when I would go down there and play. And I think it would be closed then, but the building was there. In fact, it was there for a few years after mm-hmm. that. But we had many swings down the burn, down the woods. The boys made swings.
Uh-huh.
And you had swings and whatnot down the woods.
It's like your own wee adventure playground.
Aye, we certainly had. We didn't need. There was a wee park as you come in on the right hand side as you come in the village. It belonged to the church, I think, that ground.
Aye, well, do because the field. All belong.
But there was no
still belongs to the church.
Aye. But there's nothing in it yet. There was never nothing in it really that much. We just played your own fun in it. Probably with balls or whatever.
Uh-huh.
With no thistles, etc. But with woods to play in. That was where you played your maze.
Yes, that's the main thing. No, tell me about your brother.
That's my brother Jack. There was only a year and something between him and I.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that was in the house behind where we were born.
So he was older, a year older?
Well, he would be 91, I'm 89, and he would be 91 in September, uh-huh. Jack.
Very good.
That's him there. He kept pigeons.
Oh, right.
At the top of the garden. Uh-huh. That was when he started work.
Yeah.
At the Clacken, he started work at the Clacken.
And what was that?
It was a farm.
A farm.
Mm.
So, out on that way in the towards Ervie, is it?
No, out past the Bowling Green.
So there'd be a lot of people worked on the farm. The farm.
Well, there was then. Mm-hmm.
Well, loads then.
Mm-hmm.
That worked on the farm. When my father started in the smithy at the top of the, just outside the village, they also worked on the smithy airway, which you had to go on a bicycle up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when, I think it was 2 days in the week he cycled up through to the Arby, up to the smithy up there. They had the two smithies.
Right,
Busy. He had a dog that used to run along with him because it bit me. I remember that. And when we played with the Burleys, I don't know if you see a wee scar on my face.
No, I can't see a scar.
Well, it used to be in there. It'll be gone now if it'll be away with the ring, because I got caught with a cleek.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be sore.
Mm-hmm. And Nurse Bar, she just came and she just stitched you.
Really? No anaesthetics or anything?
No.
Oh, you must have been brave.
Had to have you down then and yell your head off just... She was some woman, was she, you know.
It's all different now.
And she eventually shipped it to a bungalow, which is on the left-hand side as you're coming in to the village, didn't she, when she retired? Nurse Barr. And it was the Griersons of the Clendry that built it, and then they moved in there after she retired.
Right. And what about a doctor? Was there a doctor in the village? Or not? Was she? Did she just have to, the nurse?
Just the nurse.
Just the nurse. Mm. Uh-huh.
And it was Granny Beatty before that had been with my mother when she had Eddie. But Nurse Barr was here when the rest of us were born.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in the house just up for the hub. That's still there yet. Because when we came over the dyke, that was their ground, and he had a stable there.
That's the Beatty's you're on about.
Joni, he would be a relation of yours, would he, Margaret? No, McIntyre, no. And he had a wee pony and trap, which he went round the sailing pots and ponds and cutlery So we had that in the village too. He had it in where the garage is now, you know, at that shop. That house, there's a garage there. So and they had hens up the back and whatnot.
So he had a store of these things and he would go round. And he'd probably go round outside the village as well to the farm.
Aye, he had a pony and trap and went round. Because she was my friend, she lived in one house, side of the house, and her grandpa and Mrs. Beatty lived in the other. Where I used to go over to play with her.
So
I could jump over into her garden and then make my way to her.
Yeah, oh lovely. And did they have, in the village, did they have like fetes and things like that? A fete, a special fete in the summer, a summer fair or anything in Kirkham?
Sometimes over at Corswell House.
Aye. I can remember very, very feeling that they had sports there before the war, when I would be a bit four maybe, and you got a bag of cookies, and it was a sports day on the front. But I think Sissy had more members of that, Margaret. Sissy used to talk about that. And they had, you were took over with a pony and a trap to it, to the big house, and they had a sports day there.
Oh, very good. Who was in the big house?
All was the Buchanans have been in it.
And
I can remember.
And is it still there now? Is it still there?
One of the grandsons will be in it now. Angus, he's a grandson. He's in it now. It was Michael before that, but Michael's father, he was in the war and he was captured with the Japanese.
Oof.
I can remember after he came home, meeting him, Yins, when I was out through the woods when I shouldn't have been. But the Americans took over that house during the war.
Oh, did they?
They mm-hmm. stayed there, mm-hmm. and they moved up to a farm up there, the Buchanans.
Right.
And I can remember being over there, Jens, and getting chased with the Americans doing the through the lily field till we got to the burn, and we ran through the burn, but they didn't come any further. They chased us.
We're getting all your secrets on tape now.
But that was during the war. I'm away back again.
No, that's great. That's nice. It's nice to hear these wee stories. I'm sure you weren't the only one.
Oh, no, there was more than me. I think Suzanne would be in them, which you're going to be talking to today. We all had been up there peering round about. But the Americans came over to the hall, where the hall is now, and they brought big... ice cream, which we never had ice cream or chocolate, but I think you went out with your dish and you got it filled.
Uh-huh.
And we got chocolate ice cream for the very first time.
Oh, lovely. That would be really nice.
And they used to give cigarettes to the men. And
this was them giving them? Generous visitors.
Aye. They weren't visitors, you see. They stayed. In fact, they got to know a lot of the boys more in the village because they would be over and about at Mayor. There was a big load of them got to... I think some of them came over and visited the Thompsons after the war quite a bit in the bottom shop.
Yes.
And, I mean, there was all the different nationalities and nobody bothered you. You were quite happy to run through the village, quite the thing. Mm-hmm. And through the woods. And
yes,
but they had pictures in what was the big black shed, which was built. It was, and there was dances used to be held over there in the estate. In fact, that's a photo of a Christmas party that was held in the big black shed. That's my sister Nancy and Sheila Meldrum, but I didn't even know any of the rest mm-hmm. of them.
Oh, that's lovely.
That was a Christmas party. I don't know if there's a date on it or no.
No. So that
would be just after the war. Just after. Nancy was born in 1942, and mm-hmm. I would say she'd be about 9 there, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. maybe 6.
Mm-hmm.
It would be after the war.
Yeah.
But during the war, there was the picture shows which the Americans did.
Right.
And mm-hmm. leaving over.
In this place.
And we were allowed in to see the pictures. That was the first pictures ever I saw.
Uh-huh. So there was... Yeah. I know they had cinemas in Stranraer.
Aye.
But that would be good to have that in the village.
It was indeed.
Can you remember anything about the films?
About
what films you saw?
Well, there would probably be Walt Disney's, I would think. I used mm-hmm. to remember the one I saw first of all, first year in Stranraer, and I can't even mind now.
uh-huh.
Can you, Margaret? No. I think they would be black and white, probably, I would say.
Yeah.
But
good.
I can remember going to one Sunday night to it, and we were all doing, because on the right hand side, before you went to the prisoner of war camp, there was a it was rope ladders and things where they did their training and over the burn and whatnot. And we used to go on and try them out, of course. And I think it was Irene Gilliland fell into the burn and got soaked. But we went on to the film and she sat through it with her wet bloomers and whatnot.
Oh dear. Well, that sounds like good fun for you.
We did. We managed to make our fun.
Mm-hmm. We never were
in Stranraer.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first time I would go out in Stranraer was when I went to the secondary school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was just then.
Yeah. You mentioned the prisoner of war camp.
What?
The prisoner of war camp.
Aye, it was... you say Italians, but I thought they were Germans. That was in it just... But we used to sit at the top of the village when they came in with our... There was a dump where they dumped their stuff up in the wood, and we used to sing to them that it wasn't the when they were coming up through the village. That's where it was.
That's where it was. And you thought they were Germans, but they're...
Somebody said Germans and Italians, but I always thought they were Germans. But they could be, I mean,
So where would they be captured from?
I don't know. They used to bring them up through the village with their bins to dump, and I was dafter than Margaret. We used to sit at the top of the village and sing, it wasn't his Tommy gun that made the Jerry's run, it was the Tory on his bonnet. And they wouldn't have came what we were talking about either, probably.
But it'd be good fun to sing it.
But on the right-hand side, as you were going up, there's a corner just due to the village. That's where the dump was.
And what do you mean by dump?
They're bins.
Rubbish bins.
They brought them up on a truck. Right through the village to dump.
Oh, well, that's...
There was just you made your own fun somewhere.
Yeah.
Are the fields on the... They were used for cows and things, and then Wally McIntyre, he had a reaper then that they went and cut the harvest. So it was great fun to be in the field when the reaper was going and brothers trying to catch rabbits that were coming out for the corn in among the to take home.
To take home for the pot.
My granny used to skin them and she could make a right good rabbit stew. And that kept you fed.
Oh, lovely. Rabbit pie and things.
Although in that house that we were in, there was four rooms down the stair. I don't know what there is now. And there was four rooms up the stair. But you walked through the bedrooms to each other. On one side the same and on the other side. And Granny was a great baker and cook. My mummy wasn't as good, but... And it was just an old...
A range
that they had and for bacon and whatnot on then.
Oh, very good. So, just getting your history, you, after you left the school, you worked in Stranraer, and then when did you get married?
I can't remember. Well, I was 22, I think, when I got married. I'm 57.
So...
I was living up in Bayview then.
And you've lived there.
I married a chap. His parents came to stay in the Clacken Cottage. And then he'd been doing his national service. And it was after he came back for his national service. He'd been in the village prior to that and worked at Belgown, but I never knew him. But he'd been engaged to somebody else before that, apparently. To Sheila, I can't remember her name, she was a dairy maid in Belgown. And then after the war they had split up and I met him then. And I met him at a dance in the hall. It was, they had a summer league then, a football. And if the cup was won by Kirkcaldy, they used to open the hall when we came home for the football. And Davy Dole used to, or Bertie would play the accordion, and we had a dance in the hall, and that's where I met Alec. And then I lived down in where Barcher is, down in the village, after I was married. I lived there in two rooms. And then we got this house, and I've been 66 years in here.
Oh, well. That's lovely, lovely spot to live.
And then we eventually bought it. As she got the offer then to, with the council house to buy it then. But we've been the only body in here.
Very good. So, now, is there anything else you want to add about life in Kirkcaldy for people who might hear this? Is there anything else you can think of to
add? Well, there's loads. If you were stopping me, I would never stop. But I think I did no bad here.
You've done not too badly, my goodness.
What time is it?
It's 4 o'clock.
Oh! And here was me again showing you photos. It was when I was talking about the football.
Yes, aye. You mentioned that, the football.
That was when one of my brothers was in that, you know.
So, and he played for Kirkcum?
He played for Kirkcum.
And did all the villages play against each other?
And this is an older one, my father's in that one.
Uh-huh. So he played for
Kirkcum. Uh-huh. And that was the minister then.
That's the Royal Memorial.
Right. So that's...
And that was the names of all the ones. That's my dad there.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That was my dad. And that was my brother, Addy. Right. He played in a Kirkcum team. Then.
So where was the football field?
There was one apparently down in the Scar at one time, but no, that I ever remember. Mm-hmm. But, you wouldn't have it now, but there was enough grass on it. But I can remember a grass being on the... But the football field was down where the school is.
Right, uh-huh.
And that ground belonged to the church, and that would be the manse just behind there. Mm-hmm.
Is the manse still there?
Aye, just behind there.
Near the school. Uh-huh.
That would be the manse. Mm-hmm. So the field belonged to the church then, and that was... They must have... School, whatever, must have bought it and built the second school, the bigger school on it then.
Oh, very good. And so that was football.
That's 1947.
So were there any other organisations? The guides, did you go to the guides?
Oh yes, we had the guides. They were great.
Uh-huh.
Went to the four guide camps.
Four guide camps.
The first one was at Milmain.
Uh-huh.
The first one was at Milmain and the next one was...
You'd huts.
And so,
the next,
sorry. I'm hearing about the guides. The guide
camps, and then that would be me definitely paying. The first one was at Milmain, which was near Stonykirk.
Uh huh. Oh, nice.
We went there.
And did you enjoy
kit
that?
Bags and all were great.
Uh-huh.
And then
away
the next
one. Away from home for the first time.
Away from home from the first time. And the next one was the Derskelpen, which is near outside Glenluce. And then there was Munreath. And the last one that I went to, I was 15, was across at the Finnart.
Uh-huh.
And we had a teacher, Nan Henderson. She was a teacher in Stranraer, and she then became a teacher, but she was a village-born girl.
Oh, right.
And her, she was a great...
Leader.
She started the guides, and we had great tracking and different things. Even every week we had an
outdoor was Margaret.
I think you would be in the guides, Margaret.
Oh, well, it sounds like fun anyway.
That's Mr. Nibbins in that one. This was a boys type thing or a club, and there are the youth. So there was quite
like
a lot of in that. My brothers was in that. That's one there.
Like a youth club?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a drama club.
There's been lots going on here.
That's me in the drama club.
Oh, very good.
And that was Isabel Henderson and Andrew Wallace, John McCrone, Wally McIntyre and Betty Joyce and Sturie and Anne. I think you're going to be seeing Anne Breckenridge, John Campbell.
Oh, right, uh-huh.
At some point.
Tell me, what shows, what plays did you put
plays,
on?
Drama.
Uh-huh, very good.
He was my boyfriend and I was disgusted and said my father had him. He was my father and had him putting his foot in.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on. This was on. It was like a family type thing.
A play about a family thing. Uh-huh. And did you put it on in the village hall?
That was in the village hall up on the stage.
Oh, so you did.
And that was on the stage too.
Uh-huh.
We had quite a lot going, but I would be maybe about 16 there then.
Yes.
I had plenty going on.
Very good.
The best fun was the guide camps.
Uh-huh.
Really enjoyed that.
That was good, yes.
You had to gather all your own wood. And if you went the first week, there was 2 weeks, you had to set the camp up, the tents. There were big bale tents.
Yes.
And you dug the latrine for the toilet and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were the second week, you had to bring them back down.
All right. So you went in two separate lots?
Yes, but there was guides from Newton Stewart and all over came to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss McTurk was the kind of head one, and she, I think, belonged to Newton Stewart.
Oh, right.
We used to have our campfire and sit and he'd sing songs at night. And a week you were away and then and but it was adventurous. And we were well prepared with none. I don't know if I'm good at that. I think there's a box doing that side of you there.
Here we are.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you've shown me a lot of photographs and you've been down memory lane.
Exactly.
And thank you very much for doing that. Thank you, Margaret. That's been great.
To tell you the truth, I lie in my bed at nights and think about it. Well, that was across for the memorial. That was with my brother. That was me. I think I must have been about 13 there in the back of my granny's house.
So that's the back of the house where you were.
But I've nothing of the front or the older. But we had an outside toilet.
Yes, most of the houses would.
We were lucky enough that it was a brick toilet we had. We didn't have wooden.
Or metal. Some people have talked about their metal.
Aye.
Corrugated iron toilets, you know.
The two of us break.
Well, listen, thank you very much. And this is going to be a super addition to the all the resources in the Kirkham Heritage for you. So thank you very much.
It was nice to meet you.
And it was lovely to meet you.